Circumpolar citizen scientists keep watch on the environment. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis.
People are very tuned in to the food that they eat, the time of year they harvest, you know, what the weather conditions should be.
Mike Brubaker says the people who live in remote areas around Alaska know their environment better than just about anyone, and that's why the Local Environmental Observer, or LEO network, has become such an important tool for detecting emerging health threats in those areas.
They're the front line to understand what's going on.
Brubaker says he and his staff with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium launched the LEO network, a sort of online crowdsourcing organization, after site visits with bush residents in 2011 who'd been reporting environmental anomalies, usually involving wildlife.
And we realized that there wasn't just a few things, there was a lot of things going on.
Things like animals sickened by disease, parasites or poisoning, or changes in migration or behavior. Things that could threaten the food supply of the mainly indigenous people who depend on wildlife for subsistence. Brubaker cites the example of a 2012 case in which residents of three Western Alaskan villages reported harvesting salmon that smelled and tasted like diesel fuel.
As it turned out, there wasn't ever a, you know, specific spill that was identified that could be associated with, you know, any kind of contamination or odor in the fish.
Brubaker, who directs the consortium's Center for Climate and Health, posted a request on the LEO network website asking whether any others knew about the problem.
One of the observers did some research on their own. It was a tribal environmental manager from that area, and he found a paper that had been published by a Japanese research team, and they had associated that kind of a phenomena with algal blooms.
Bob Gerlach, the state veterinarian who worked with Brubaker on that and many other cases, says the LEO network helps tribal and other government experts monitor emerging health threats around Alaska.
When you think of the size of the state, there's just no way you could actually cover and have eyes on all those areas.
We'll have more on the LEO network in next week's Changing Arctic.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.